Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slam and DJ Bird. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat,
do not turn down.
They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone call 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be.
Oh my goodness, man. Sorry for the technical difficulties once again. You know what I'm saying? And coming to you live from that American National University, it's yours truly, the one to grab your baby mama's booty. DJ Slab, along with
DJ Bird, you know who it is.
Your boy Chris Wiz, how y'all doing out there?
Preferable three. All right. Give
you local
news, hip hop news,
global news, sports, everything in between, and out of the box. The Plumber Brothers. The Plumber
Brothers, all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
shoot. So, man, what's going on with y'all, fellas? How y'all doing?
Oh, man. A rainy day out. Sleepy as I don't know what.
Oh, man. Getting worse than it was last night, so.
Yeah, this is gonna get down.
Yeah, I'll be in the house. Yeah. I'll be asleep, you know what I'm saying? Matter of time, anyway, because I gotta be at work 4:30, but that's crazy
soon
to see, so. Shout out to all the workers
at
McDonald's, be on the grind. The ones that come to work, y'all know the deal, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the workers
at
Big Ass Fans.
Yeah, all the blue collar workers, all the workers. Fast food, it don't matter. If you work in the grand and support your family, you know.
Salute.
Hey, salute. You know what I'm saying? Keep you for working one little job, Mr. Scrooge, as long as you're putting food in your belly and clothes on your back, shoot, paying your bills, hey. It's all good in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
But man, let me start off. Y'all hear about Bust a Bus?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, man. He got in trouble for throwing his drink or something.
He threw a muscle supplement drink.
Yeah.
Back on somebody's head.
That's what it was.
They called police, so. I'm sorry to be laughing. That's not right. You know, the idiot is funny.
It's a
bus. 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 Wednesday night at Chelsea after getting arrested in a fight at a Manhattan gym, according to the report. The alleged incident happened in the steel gym around 8:30. Buster was allegedly tossed a protein drink at the man and was arrested soon after. He was formally charged with assault in the second degree and was released. So Buster Bus, man, you know, I know I had people fired major man, but you can't. You can't be doing that. You know, you a superstar, bro.
Mm-hmm. I ain't a little too old for that, you know?
Yeah, you know, who's the boss? That's what I said. That's funny, though. Oh, my goodness.
What do y'all think about this Pelican game coming here? Pelicans and the Kings.
Yeah.
Putting Bucky on the map.
Hey,
yeah, I'm trying to find some good old tickets for it, man. What about y'all?
I wish I could help you, but
man. Them tickets probably gone anyway, man.
Might just hang out in the parking lot, you know?
Yeah.
Might. I will find out where they're gonna be at.
Yeah, because it will be a party that weekend. It'd most likely be at like Two Keys, maybe Drake's or somewhere like that. Well, not Drake's ain't big enough. It'd probably be at the Tower.
Yeah.
Probably be at the Tower or somewhere, man. But you know it's going to be something going on once they get here. They ready to party back in their city.
Yeah. No Kentucky ready.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, you know they ready, man. They stay on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Man, y'all ready for that debate tonight?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what. I guess I have been keeping up with politics. I didn't realize that the debate was like, but
9 o'clock.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I probably won't watch it anyway. So as far as the Republican Party goes, you know, I will, if I did vote, because I don't vote, I mean, that's my choice, and people get mad at me when I tell them I don't vote. You know, it's your opinion. If, you know what I'm saying? If the vote counts, man, don't even get me started on that illusion.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So if I was to vote, I would say Rand Paul, Ben Carson.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I do like Rand Paul. Shout out to Rand Paul, you know what I'm saying? Kentucky senator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down at Paducah.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Well, shout out to my main man. And, hey.
Ben Carson is definitely a good pick. I mean, smart man, neurosurgeon. I mean, you know, working on kids for that matter too.
Yeah,
man.
So, on top of that, he's doing all this off his, you know, off his own money, and he's like he ain't trying, you know, really trying to get no money out of it.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like most of them do,
mm-hmm.
but you know,
book deals.
Yeah, and he's trying. He also said that he's not gonna be the type of president who's gonna promise you and tell you that.
They always say that.
That you the one. He said I'm gonna stick by whatever I say I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
He said I ain't gonna give you false hopes, false dreams, none of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ben Carson though, I.
He
very intelligent man. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's
the two I was right there. But,
you know, Donald Trump,
he can help Donald Trump. I'm going to tell y'all like this, man. Donald Trump got that money.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, that money. But
he actually has the people mad at him right now.
Mm.
And, like, if they stay mad at him, he most likely will probably be one of the candidates. Just bow fat.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean,
I think it's going to be... I'm going to listen to it on the radio. It'll come on the radio while they're doing their thing. So, on the way going home... Tonight, you know, riding through that rain, I'm gonna, you know, listen to what they got to say.
Right.
I think it's gonna be great entertainment. I mean, you can't really take this stuff, you know, really all that serious because, you know, these guys, you know, in the back of my mind, I think that they practice these debates before ahead of time. You know, and it's just theater when they're out there performing. You know, like a singer performs or it's all rehearsed, you know.
Yeah.
It's illusion.
I might watch a little bit of it, man. I probably won't do too much.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't been watching it at Powell. And then, you know, I got that little DVD of it, the first five seasons.
My grandparents love Powell.
Right. Mm. Look, I'm going to tell you, man.
Because I go down there on Sunday, meet Sunday dinner with about 5, 6 o'clock. And Powell comes on from the Saturday night episode, that comes on Sunday afternoon. So I catch every Sunday with them, and they done checked it out already. They said, shoot, that's their show.
No.
They love Power.
Yep.
They ghost.
Yeah. Yo, ghost.
My grandfather said ghost is smarter than their hollow put together.
Hey, he is, though. For real. Like, look, he's actually, like, got book sense and street sense.
Yeah,
so, like, at right there, yeah, it does. Because, like, his whole attitude about the way he dress and carry himself, it doesn't make him seem like he's the street type of guy.
Mm.
And he got that little club, this, you know.
What channel they come on?
It's stars.
Oh, stars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Black yeah. Stars. I ain't Black Star. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even know about that
on
show.
30s. Come on,
yeah.
30s.
Yeah. Man, all right. Great show.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out.
If you ain't seen the first season, man, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, what they on
go,
season two?
Go get the DVD.
Okay.
Yeah, they on season two right now, man. It's like episode eight too. This Saturday is gonna be episode 8. It got 10 episodes, so I mean, it might be towards the end.
And, you know,
yeah. So I tell you, if you ain't watched the first season, you gotta watch the first season so you can know how it all started and where it came from.
Okay.
Then the second season, man. I mean, this show has you on the edge of your chair, man. Ooh. The whole time you watching it. A whole full hour of just nonstop, like. Business, I mean, just everything, man.
Okay.
Now it's the number.
You didn't got
the number one hook show that they got everybody on.
Yeah, well, yeah, from the lineup. Yeah, I seen that one dude. He played on a TNT show. It was about a cop. He was a cop, an undercover cop.
Omari Hardwick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was I forgot the name of the show, but it was pretty good though. I gotta give it to him. He's a good actor.
Yeah, man. It's nice, man. So when y'all check it out. Power's a nice one. And you know, Empire's about to come back on too here in September.
Oh, September?
So stay tuned,
yeah.
Season
hey,
two
you
of
think
they're
going to let them drop the M bomb on there? Because Terrence said he cool with it, but Taraji said she not.
I'm glad somebody got a little conscience to him. I'm getting tired of hearing the M bomb on honestly, man, I'm really tired of hearing it in real life. You know, it really makes us look so stupid.
I mean, it's just a show, though, man. See, it's just a show.
Yeah, because it just is normal.
No, I mean, everybody. I mean, we say it to everybody. I mean, it's just in the way you say it to them. Like if they say it with the GA fam, I mean, it's okay because we always say what's up, my. You know,
I mean, with the soul. I mean, I feel you, but I mean, I don't know, man. It's because then you have to have rules and parameters, and it's like you can't say it, and you get you know, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
propaganda, because I think it's like another tool for them, just me having us look like we're ghettofied, all of us ghettofied, we're murderers, we're killers, we're this and that.
Everybody's
trying to be a rapper, a singer.
Yeah,
so,
dance.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It goes down like it.
I tell you, I feel you exactly where you're coming from on that.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, it's really good propaganda. I mean, they're pushing issues in there, and they're actually trying to push images out there more than anything, you know. I mean, I was kind of caught off guard that they, you know, would show two men like that on TV on prime time, you know, nonetheless, you know. and I think it's only gonna get more bolder as it progresses, because I mean, once you've done one thing, you know, I mean, just doing that same thing is not gonna be, you know, appealing or shocking. So you gotta progress. They're gonna show. I mean, I think they might even get to the point where they're showing it. You know.
I mean, yeah, and of course with that with them trying to do a thing over in Europe.
Yeah. Hey, right now, you know.
Tell them about it.
You know, well, the United Kingdom right now, they have it where it's legal to take the skin cells of two men to create, you know, using that and manipulating the cells to make a sperm and egg and create a child, you know, outside of the womb.
They over trying to create something funny, like they cool with it. Like that's not cool.
And then you know Santa really gonna be real then. Santa gonna really be real then, you know. Yeah, know who naughty and nice.
Man, Uncle Sam don't care for real. He want that money.
Yeah. Get ready.
They just proved it, so they go to the show, like, you know what I'm saying? England runs America.
Oh, yeah.
So,
under the queen.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, man, how they trying to do that, too.
Yeah, nasty if you ask me. I mean, you know, we could be, you know, I don't know, figuring out how we can turn salt water into drinkable water. Well, how about we figure that out? In California over there in the drought, you know, let's help them. Let's do some practical things.
Man, my man, Ty High, the Prince.
Who?
Hey, my boy just cold this easy.
What?
Yeah, because, you know, Ty High has dropped 9 mixtapes, and yet has dropped a full album. What? Former Good Music artist was dropped from Def Jam, and he has some harsh words for you say to my man Yeezy. Said, hey, Ye, do you know what it feel like to really be signed in real life? Have you ever wrote a song and you know you about to say something wrong, but it's still, but you still write, you rap. See, continue while you're in that little Lambo on Sunset. I'm riding around with the gun next to me, and it sounds like a little boy playing with a drum set. And, you know what I'm saying, says he has some words for Def Jam too, so when we get done with the show, I'm going to go ahead and check him out. But, man, Saha, shout out to Saha.
Is his butt hurt?
I don't know.
I mean, he
feels like he wasn't given that shine like he should have. Well, it kind of goes to show with him. Like, you know what I'm saying, there's too many Chiefs. Well, I guess you could say there's too many Chiefs, not enough Indians on good music.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's on him. I honestly think it's on him. Okay, you're already out there, you know. So if you're in a situation where things aren't moving as fast as you want them to move, then make things happen. Don't sit there and then... Now you're going to throw back words at the company that built you up. Now, who really else going to really want to take that chance on you and they see your track record of how you're going to diss your former employers?
That's true, too. But I'm going to say this. Man, go independent anyway.
Hey. More money. More money
to yourself. Because you see my man Troy Ave killing it. Troy Ave got that money. Okay, they just Troy out because he sold, 50 copies.
Mm.
But that next week, he sold out and got his real break, got paper. Like you said, shit, I could sell 50 copies, but that's $10 a copy. Or 1,000, I think it was like 1,000 copies or something like that.
Mm.
It was low figure, it was very low. 100, something like that, 1,000, I forgot. But yes, this man made it off of...
Yeah.
His own bread. So shout out to Troy, you know what I'm saying?
Sure did. and he's been messing with T.I. Hustle Gang.
So you know.
Yeah, so he's about I like Troy, man. You already know. You already know. DJ Slab will tell you. I like Troy.
Here at Backtalk 14, you know, we love guys like him. But yeah, man. Chris was just telling me the weather conditions in Iran.
Oh yeah, Iran over the weekend. Some crazy stuff that, you know, has been foretold in the Bible that you know, signs and wonders, if you know, and the like. But the temperature around Saturday and Sunday there was at, you know, well, it was like 109, but it felt like 160. And the water, you know, was at 90 degrees, you know, hot. So, I mean, you know, you can't, so you think about it, you know, if you've ever been over there you know, the buildings aren't like the buildings over here, you know, and for a reason, because, you know, the sun is just right there on the equator. It's hot all day.
Yeah.
So, you know, your house, you know, everybody ain't got air conditioning over there. So you can't run to the water. You're hot in your house. You just got to do whatever you can do. Then, on top of that, a meteor exploded with these black rocks, like just thick black rocks. They were picking up over there, taking them back, trying to analyze it. And earthquakes, you know, it's been a lot more frequent earthquakes going on all over the world.
Yeah, man.
A lot of UFOs being seen.
You know, I don't like to speak on it or speak too soon or talk about it, but, you know, we should feel blessed because, like, don't not half the stuff that happens everywhere else happen here in this part of town, you know, around here, around the East Coast lot, you know, where we live at, here in Lexington.
It happens there.
I mean,
there was just a sinkhole.
Over there at the Corvette Museum.
That, and that was just Maysville.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday.
Somebody got
a 30-foot sinkhole, yes. Ooh. So, hey, man.
Damn. Did somebody get split up in there? Oh, okay.
I'm glad you caught that because I didn't catch it.
I'm usually watching
the news every day. I didn't watch the news yesterday because I was watching, something.
I'm gonna be on my backyard making sure.
I usually watch the
news,
man, and I didn't watch it last night. I was watching something and I totally threw me off and. I'm glad you said something about that. But yeah, man, not too often though, man. Over you hear bad things, man. You gotta feel blessed, man.
Oh yeah.
We didn't have floods and tornadoes and such.
Watches, but yeah. I mean, glad they ain't hitting, man. He's watching over us.
I'm gonna say though, bro. I mean, it was a couple of months ago. There were some houses riding down the street.
Yeah.
It was some houses put down the street.
Your show was.
Man.
I just thought about that. Like the waters did come a little hotter this year.
Yeah, they did. But it don't happen to us too.
They don't. Yeah, not too often though. Not like, you know, no 160-degree weather and.
I don't think nobody know what to do with that.
I don't know.
Wouldn't even drive my car. Your car. If anybody drove their car, their car probably overheat instantly.
Melt right on off. Like,
probably so.
It's
ill,
man. It's a lot of weather
elements
going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
you
better be careful.
Yeah.
Y'all heard about the, I know y'all got AT&T. Anybody else got AT&T?
Man, let me tell you about that. The tower went down.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shout out to LM Communications because I do the production on sports auto. Well, we had a remote and we seen off AT&T's network.
Oh.
And how come we couldn't start the show because the AT&T was down?
So they held y'all up.
Yes. So we had to get a hotspot from Verizon. Shout out to Verizon.
Oh. They were there.
Can you hear me now?
Because I had the plug. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Verizon.
Hey.
I appreciate y'all.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I didn't have no problem.
Shout out to Verizon then, man. It was crazy, though. Everybody who had AT&T phones that worked over a big-ass fan, man, I'm trying to tell you, they was walking around going crazy. It's like, hold on, man. Why ain't my phone working? I'm like, man, you must have didn't pay your bill. I keep pick with everybody.
Yeah.
You must have didn't pay your bill, making them mad. Yeah, I did. I paid my bill. No, you didn't, dog. That's the only way they're going to cut it off. So they keep trying to call customer service and everything. You know, you couldn't even call them.
No.
They couldn't.
Yeah, man, couldn't even call them. And they kept saying, man, they ain't even answering the phone. I said, man, just pay your bill, man. Just pay your bill. Everybody was mad, boy. Then they got on, you know, the internet, and everybody was saying it. And then they was like, oh, man, okay, yeah, man. It ain't just me, yeah, man. The towers must be down. Then that's when they got to it.
Mm-hmm.
From New York, Birmingham, Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Florida, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Come on, man. It took out a lot.
Yeah. Now, think about if that was your bank account.
Well, you know what I'm saying? They setting stuff up. I think they was hacked.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Look,
they're not going to admit it.
They ain't going to admit it, but they hacked.
Yeah, and look, they said something about here pretty soon or something, the government or banks and all that's going to be shutting down. And then, after they shut down, it's not going to – it ain't – if you got money in the bank, it ain't going to be no way of telling how much money you got in there or any of that.
Oh, if a crash happened?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah.
They said
zero in some cases.
Yeah. And they said it pretty soon it might crash just because of the debt that they in.
Yeah, that
too. These banks, they in, major debt.
Yeah. A lot of craziness going on out there, man.
Yeah.
Gotta save up, pack up, though, you know, keep some money to yourself. Don't put everything in the bank.
Yeah, don't put nothing in the bank for real.
Yeah,
if you can, get you a big enough safe to...
Yeah, house all that, yeah.
Yeah, to put some of that money in there, then whether you got some room in there or not, you know, that's when you need to invest into another.
Go underground. That's what the government do. They build all their stuff underground.
Man, come on.
You know, I mean, everything the government has is underground. So, I mean, it would make only good sense. I mean, you know, I think, you know, if you own homes.
Then they get mad at your boy for El Chapo for building him an underground railroad.
Oh, yeah, they just upset with that.
Y'all mad because he did the same thing y'all did.
You know, that'd be kind of cool, though.
He sure did pull that one off.
It'd be the Underground Railroad for real, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got,
They said he had a little cart, too, where he can get on it, and then it was going, fam. It was a mile or two away, and it led to right to one of his houses that he owned. They said.
Ready for breakfast in bed.
Come on.
I mean, he had those done just in case of a time like this.
Well, I like to say before we get off there, Happy Independence Day to Jamaica. They celebrate their independence from the colonials, from the colonialism of England. Shout out to all my Jamaican, my Ru boys, all across the map. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Home of Bob Marley, Bunny Wailer, Eric, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? We are back top 14, and you know where else? It's the home of.
You know, football season's about to start back too, fellas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, 31 days. So
yeah, man.
Mm.
So
yeah,
y'all do the bracket?
Nah,
man,
I watch it, but I got too much going on, Chris.
I hear that.
Man, I don't like this.
Gotta make them moves.
Yeah, I gotta make them.
Got it. Yeah.
But what's going on? We got the last 40 seconds.
Oh man, I'm going out on the lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
You know, I don't know. Probably, I go with the flow, man. You know how I do it, man. But probably do something, man. Get into something.
Right. Well, myself, I'll be working all weekend, and so hopefully it's my last weekend of working on a full weekend.
Oh.
So yeah. Everybody.
And shout out to Shelby Mack for his little drive he had yesterday, back to school thing.
Peace, love, and happiness.
Peace.
Yeah. We out.